Over the past 2 weeks, around 60 Afghan evacuees have left the U.S. military bases where they were staying. They're now in New Hampshire to start their new lives. The International Institute of New England is one of the organizations helping resettlement efforts. Reporter Sarah Gibson accompanied Institute staff as they met some evacuees on their first day in the state.
Near the arrival gate at the Manchester airport, Sarah Niazi is holding a sign that reads, "Welcome," in multiple languages. Niazi is originally from Afghanistan. She works at the International Institute managing cases and interpreting.
I'm going between three languages, Dari, Pashto, and English.
Hours later, at around 10 p.m., a group of evacuees finally arrives. One man carries crutches. Another says through an interpreter that he's grateful his family got here alive. The Institute team loads everyone in cars.
Okay, I've got car seats for the little ones.
And they head to a hotel. It's the first time these evacuees have had real beds and their own rooms since they fled their homes in Afghanistan. The journey has finally ended. But another one is about to begin. The next day, Sarah Niazi arrives at the hotel to meet with families. Many will be here for a few weeks while the Institute finds them apartments. Niazi starts with a questionnaire.
It's a wellness check. We just check them how they're doing, what if there's any serious and urgent needs that needs to be met.
The needs vary. Some left with barely anything. Others are still trying to find lost luggage. The father of this family left too quickly even to get their kids' IDs.
I didn't say goodbye to my father and mother. I didn't say goodbye to any of my family. All I did was take my immediate family and leave.
After the questionnaire, Niazi hands him a phone.
WhatsApp or Facebook? I just told them that download Facebook and WhatsApp and you should be able to contact your family.
Down the hallway, we meet a father of two who speaks English. We're not using Same's real name because, like most evacuees, he's worried the Taliban will target his extended family back home. For the last 3 months, Same was stuck at a U.S. military base, sleeping on a cot and sharing quarters with about 10,000 others who had fled Afghanistan.
I'm really happy to get out of the base right now. The life in the base, it's really tough.
They had no idea where their family would land in the U.S. The process is up to refugee agencies and government officials. Then suddenly, Same learned he was headed to New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. So the first time I heard about the name, so I started searching through Google, and I found the map. In the Google map, it looks like a green place.
Same explains when the Taliban took over in August, they got information on Afghans like him who had worked with the U.S. military. He embarked on what he calls a deadly journey. On the bus ride to a safe house in Kabul with his family, he wore a burqa to hide his identity. The Taliban stopped the bus.
At the first checkpoint, one of the Taliban started searching. He got the bus and asked the people, "What's your name? What's your job?" Like this kind of questions. Everyone.
Same says he was sitting in the very back. The Taliban had almost gotten to his seat when something happened outside. The Taliban got off the bus.
And he didn't reach to me. I was the last seat. He didn't reach to me.
He says his kids are too young to understand what's going on. I ask how his wife is doing.
Today she said, "I'm really missed my family. I'm alone here." I said, "Okay, it's okay. We will get new people here."
The Afghans arriving here aren't technically considered refugees. They are eligible to work and get some government services. But the path to permanent residency could take a while. At the end of the first day, Sarah Niazi emerges from the hotel with a big stack of papers. She has a lot of work to do, helping people set up phones, find jobs, enroll in schools.
I've had a very long day.
Niazi says it's worth it. Many of her family are still in hiding in Afghanistan. They're not safe, but she's glad there are people here she can help.
I couldn't help anyone back home. I couldn't do anything for them. But I'm here and I'm able to help them try to resettle the best way I can.
Until now, there have only been a few Afghan families living in New Hampshire. Niazi says some evacuees didn't expect anyone here to speak their language. Meeting her, they say, makes them feel a little more at home. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sarah Gibson.